Bodybuilding is no big deal, but not bodybuilding is.
A bear, a chimp, a horse, a tiger are all good examples of what I mean. These animals move, they walk, they jog, they sprint. They do it so frequently that they don't even have to lift. Without muscle, we are missing an important layer of protection. Especially as we get older, then muscle is key. It is your energy to stay fit. It is your armor. Armor to have a serious fall and bounce right up. Muscle feels like rubber, basically. It feels like rubber when you are lifting heavy. It feels like rubber when you tense up during a fall. And it feels like rubber when you hit the ground. It sure is a weird feeling. And what is even weirder is that as dynamic as a fall is, it does nothing to you when you are muscular. In a word, bodybuilding keeps you young. It can make you young again. I call it our first and foremost anti-aging treatment. Let me tell you how it is done so that you can get started as soon as possible. Your body grows very slowly, and that speed is how hard you must try, which is to say, not very hard, not at all. Past the blisters, which only happens once as your feet and skin adapt, and the initial few weeks of awakening your muscle, which do not hurt because of the workout, but because they were in a very unhealthy state, not even your gentle pushing forward for the purpose of reminding your body to continue adapting will make you ache. It doesn't feel like anything. That is how animals do it. They just keep on moving without thinking about it. And once they can handle more, they move more. You see, they continue on pushing, continue on growing as much as they need. Joggers have that down to a science. They don't call it jogging until they don't need to stop. Truly a great wisdom. Which is to say, they focus on closing their rest gaps, eliminating them completely. That is your first and foremost mission before you start fitness for real. Whether you are beginning walking or improving lifting, you must eliminate rest by slowly extending your endurance. There is no rest during a workout. The 1980s aerobics demonstrate that perfectly. You keep on moving, and once you are able to handle it, you get some light, shiny dumbbells in your hand. 3 pounds is an excellent start, especially if you are starting with walking. But like an animal, once you are able to get through your exercise non-stop and without much trouble, you must start checking if you can lift slightly heavier dumbbells so that your body continues on adapting. This is where the average gym-goer trips up. They start lifting so heavy that they are never lifting for long enough for their body to hear them. And then they can't go up higher in weight for any reasonable amount of time because they are stuck, all maxed out, and barely lifting for any duration of time. But you, having started to lift for a long time with light dumbbells, can add slightly heavier dumbbells. Maybe even try adding 1 or 2 pound wrist weights, and certainly, please, never go up by a whopping 5 pounds. That's ridiculous. You can't go from lifting 5 pounds for 1 hour to lifting 10 pounds for 1 hour. You absolutely need that 7.5 in the middle. And for a goody long while, until your body catches up. If you go up by 5 pounds, you will start stopping, your body will start getting confused, and it's not going to work. The rule I invented is as follows. Not so little that you can lift more, but not so much that you have to stop. You see, duration of your exercise is more important than the weights you lift. Both are equally critical, but duration must come first. Duration is the carrier of the message for adaptation. You need that full, almost non-stop hour to get the message across to your body. And you must always move to the beat of music, actually synchronizing your motion with the beat. That is so important. One beat you lift up, the next beat you let down. This will put you in a dance trance. That's why all the warriors everywhere use drums. When you move to the beat of music, you relax and you focus on just the motion, and you can continue doing that for hours. At first, you should use slow songs, country, rather than rock and roll or techno. But eventually, as you slowly adapt, you should multiply the duration of your workouts and gently speed up your music. The longer and more frequently you work out, the faster that large initial change that repairs your body completely will come. I personally work out 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. But my legs are already huge, and I'm showing abdominal muscles and large shoulders, and in a few years, I will go back to just 1 hour a day. I won't need to grow anymore. 3 hours is a lot. You shouldn't need to worry about that. 1 hour every day, 5 days a week, will transform a fat person into a bodybuilder fast. And you don't have to worry about how long it will take, because you will see the results weekly. Weekly! Listen, if you just dance with dumbbells non-stop, twisting and turning to the beat of music, dumbbells transform into a full body exercise.